Hi everyone, thank you for tuning in to Lead Podcast. Being a great leader in today's world requires you to be well-rounded physically, spiritually, and mentally. The purpose of this podcast is to create such leaders by inspiring a purpose-driven generation rooted in God's Word and poised to do extraordinary wonders wherever they might be. So, sit back, open your heart and your notes, and be blessed by the gems of wisdom Isaac Oyedepo is about to share with you.
We don't dictate our purpose. We only discover our purpose. All right? So we don't dictate our purpose. We only discover, because we didn't write the master plan. We didn't form ourselves. So our duty is to discover, not to dictate. You see, we're in the process now of uncovering, discovering, and recovering you. We've already begun that process. Now listen to this statement very, very closely. At birth, purpose is concluded. At death, purpose is completed. Once again, at birth, purpose is concluded, and at death, purpose is completed. Now, my question to you is, for a manufacturer who wants to build a car, maybe an electric car, does he finish building the car before he determines what the car would be? The answer is no. In Isaiah chapter 46 and verse 10, I think it was in the year 2006 when I heard the first minister of the gospel I've ever heard preach so much on purpose. And if I ask you his name, you should already know him. Dr. Miles Monroe. He taught me this scripture. That is the apostle of purpose. Look at this scripture. Declaring the end from the beginning. From ancient times, the things that are not yet done. My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Declaring the end from the beginning. So before God begins anything, he has already concluded the purpose of that thing. Now go back to this. At birth, purpose is concluded. I've just answered that. Because before, in fact, we shouldn't even say at birth, at conception. At conception, purpose is already concluded. And at death, purpose is completed, because depending on how you live your life, you either fulfill your purpose or die full of your purpose. So either way, purpose is completed. All right. So God dictates our purpose, and you discover the purpose. So it is your duty to uncover, discover, and recover purpose. It is your duty to do so. It is your duty to uncover, discover, and recover purpose. Now let's look at a few of these meanings. To uncover means to open or to make visible. A very simple way to look at it is unbox you, unwrap you. Wow! Unwrap you, unbox you. Why? Hear me. You are a gift to the world. You are a gift to your generation. Haven't you heard people say that man or that woman is just a gift to our generation? Now, but let me say this. Until you are unboxed, your generation cannot notice you. right? So everyone you see them comment on and say, that man or that woman or that young man or that young lady or that child is just a gift to this generation or to their generation. The truth is this. It is because they are uncovered that the gift is noticed. Right? So that's the first stage. To uncover means to open or to make visible or to unbox yourself. You are a gift to your world. You are not just gifted. You are a gift. Now, to discover means to find. And this usually happens from a search. So to uncover means to unveil, to unbox, to make visible. To discover means to find. So after you are uncovered, then you can discover. Isn't that amazing? After you are uncovered, then you can discover. All right? So unbox yourself. You are not just gifted. You are a gift. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but you are not just gifted. You are a gift. All right? Now, that's what it means to uncover. To discover, therefore, means to find, usually from a search. Now, to recover. Many of us are in that situation right now. That is to get back what was lost. So to uncover means to open, to make visible, to unbox. You are not just gifted, you are a gift to the world. Right? To discover means to find, usually from the search. And then to recover means to get back what was lost.
Help you feel transformed by the outpouring of inspiring words by Isaac Oyedepo today. Do someone a favor, share this link with them, and share your experience on social media. Let's create a new movement of inspired leaders to God's glory. Visit www.theisaacoyedepo.com for more information.